On the show, we have Kim Mutual Group's very own Stephen Rick, the chief economist there, and he is talking about what's coming in the remainder of the 2020 economy. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very frequent guest this year, Mr. Steve Rick from CUNA Mutual Group. You're the chief economist there. And how's life treating you these days, Steve? You are in high demand, it sounds like.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of webinars, a lot of Zooms, a lot of every other type of online connectivity with other credit unions and leagues. So very busy.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing for sure. That's a good thing. And so we're and our turn. It's our turn now. So we're talking about what's coming in the remainder of the 2020 economy. That seems to be the big mystery right now. So, and we know you've been tracking the economy through the crisis, obviously, and on top of all the trends and stuff. So what are the top trends credit unions need to be aware of and planning for the rest of the year here?
You know, it's the housing market. You know, if you want one industry or one sector that's leading the economy, hopefully into a V-shaped recovery, it is housing. Housing is booming right now. As credit unions know, through their mortgage lending, of course, but I mean, new home construction and housing starts and new home sales and existing home sales, all of those different economic indicators we track on housing are just really going through the roof right now due to these low mortgage interest rates, people taking advantage of that. And also, you have a lot of millennials out there. You know, people, 25 to 39 years old, the biggest generation, there's about 83 million of them, and they need to buy homes. They're getting married, they're having kids. Yep. And so it's just going like gangbusters at credit unions with respect to mortgage lending today.
And you know, when this whole thing hit, that was one of the industries I thought, oh my gosh, it's just going to implode. But it's nothing could be further from the truth. And it's like, man. So, I mean, was it the low interest rates that really drove everything? And then kind of having the, like you said, the millennials, like in their prime home buying years, is that kind of like the perfect recipe for this to happen?
Yeah, plus, and then even though we did that to COVID-19, as we all know, COVID-19 really hit more low-wage, low-income type earners. Those are the people that really lost their jobs.
Yeah.
People in the medium to high-income jobs are still working, you know, maybe working at home, but they're actually still working. And so we didn't see a reduction in demand for housing due to job losses, because typically low-income people are renters, and they weren't the ones who would typically buy a home anyways. Right. So, we didn't see that demand destruction that normally comes along with this recession.
Yeah, indeed. Next question here is let's stick with the mortgages here specifically. So we're all attending lending conferences this fall and learning a whole lot. What are the main takeaways when it comes to the mortgage market right now? So what are we going to learn from out there? What's going on right now?
You know, what was interesting, the NCUA just released their first half mortgage origination numbers. And basically, credit unions originated 92% more mortgages in the first half of 2020 than they did in the first half of 2019. Incredible. I mean, almost 100%, but it was only 92%. So they almost doubled their production volume. So when you talk to credit unions, they're just scrambling to basically, you know, hire temporary workers to help get the mortgage underwriting. A lot of firms are going out, credit unions are moving people from the consumer lending division, which is a little weak right now, and moving them to the mortgage lending division, or they're actually going out and hiring third-party underwriters to just help them keep up with the volume.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. They just can't keep up. You know, if you call a credit union today, you may wait a few weeks before you get a call back on your mortgage application. And mortgage rates now below 3%. You know, they're kind of at 2.8, 2.9, and we expect them to stay that way. You know, for the next few years, the Federal Reserve has basically told us they're not raising interest rates anytime soon. Yeah. We're talking years. And so what a lot of credit unions are doing, they're saying there's not much interest rate risk anymore. You know, they're afraid of booking these 3% mortgages and then a few years paying 3% or 4% on a CD. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's just not. There's, in the future here, we're not going to see interest rates rise. So we'll be paying 4% on a CD and only earning 3% on a mortgage. So a lot of credit unions are holding on to these mortgages, building up more of their fixed rate first mortgage loan portfolio.
Yeah, it's certainly good news for all who are involved with that industry for sure. And so what are the top trends credit unions should be attentive to as they look ahead? Let's go into 2021, dare I say, because I mean, with all the uncertainty happening right now. So what should we be looking for next year?
Well, we believe this mortgage refi boom will last through the second quarter of next year.
Okay.
There's still a lot of Americans who can take advantage of these low interest rates and refinance. But of course, you're going to run out of, you know, potential members who can actually refi their mortgage. And so that's going to take place. Fortunately, the purchase mortgage business will remain strong through all of next year. So the refi business will taper off. The purchase mortgage will stay there. The good news is we expect auto sales to come back by next year.
Yeah.
As we know, new auto loan balances right now are actually shrinking at credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And that typically happens during a recession.
Right.
But credit card loan balances are shrinking right now. Home equity balances are shrinking. So basically, almost all the loan growth that we're seeing at credit unions today is just because of mortgages.
Yep.
If you took mortgage out of the picture, we would have negative loan growth at credit unions.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble without those houses for sure. Anything else to add here to wrap up? Because I know it's always changing. I think the optimal word here is fluid, but it's always changing. But anything else here to add, Steve, that credit unions should be looking out for?
You know, there's always different paths to profitability, to earnings for credit unions. And you know, right now that path is through mortgages. And of course, a lot of credit unions are originating these mortgages and then selling them off to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you know, into the secondary market right now. And right now, the secondary market is red hot.
Yeah.
Fannie Mae is paying like a 4.9% margin on these or premium on these mortgages. So credit unions are just raking in the gains on sales of mortgages, that other income category. And so you know, some of these bigger credit unions are actually going to report faster loan growth this year than they did last year.
That's
which
amazing.
Is unheard of in a recession.
Yeah,
to have faster loan growth. But $1 billion credit unions right now are reporting faster loan growth this year than last year, and it's all due to the mortgage lending, and they're making a lot of earnings on this gains on sales of mortgages. So once again, we're the dichotomy between big and small credit unions will intensify this year, because a lot of the smaller credit unions who don't do mortgage lending are not being able to take advantage of this refi boom.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's just the wackiness of 2020. That just, everything just seems so twisted and upside down and so bizarre. So, all right, Steve, well, I know you're up to your earlobes and stuff to do, so I appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there and look forward to the next chat for sure. Well done.
All right. Thank you, Michael. We'll see you.
You're welcome, sir. Welcome.